But another benefit that we get, and this is something we take for granted, I believe, is that we will have, if we're good with the Lord, we will have His full power. We will have His full power. What are you talking about? If you have your Bibles, go to, oh, you guys are there in Acts 17. I'll just quickly read from Matthew. I want to make sure I don't go too long. All right, I'm 30 minutes into the sermon. I got 30 more. Amen. Matthew 28, we already read it. You know, all power is given unto Him. Then He says, hey, go and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What power is this? The gospel. The power of the gospel. We literally have the power. Unsaved people don't have it. Even if they're false prophets, they cannot save. We have the power of the gospel. Think about it. Everybody grows up wanting to have cool superpowers. But do you know we actually do have power? Let me just read some verses. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the what? Power. Power of God unto salvation. Let the world doubt. Let your friends doubt. Let your unbelieving family doubt. But we got power when we go out. We never go in vain. If you're saved, you're born again, you go and knock doors. Like me and Brother Nate did last night, we thought we were going to get somebody saved, and they didn't get saved at the end. They thought they were saved. But we know what? It is what it is. We got there, and at least they changed some things that they believed wrong when we got there. How did that happen? Through the power of God, through the gospel. And we have that power, and don't forget, don't take that for granted. You have God's power, the same power that He said, hey, all power is given unto me, the power He used to get people saved, the power that He used to get a lot of people to believe on Him. Guess what? You have that too, if you're a good Christian. But don't get me wrong. If you're like, well, I'm backslidden, I might as well not waste my time with so many. No. At least you can be like the woman in John 4, you know, that had like five husbands. Hey, she still got people saved. A little backslidden, you know, living with somebody who's not your wife or husband. Hey, come out soul winning, you know, we'll clean you up. She still got people saved. She went out there and had the sloppiest soul winning presentation. Come and see a man that told me everything I've ever done. He didn't tell her everything he ever did. The woman in John 4, are you guys following me? Yes. He didn't do that. But guess what? They did come, and because of her own words, they believe on Christ, but not everybody believed. So let's just do our best to have a clean name. A good name is strive to be chosen in great riches so we can get more people saved. Because let's face it, if somebody goes out there, at least they're obeying. God's going to bless that. But let's just say they have a lot of sin in their life compared to somebody who has less sin, who's cleaning up their life. Who's going to be more effective? The guy with all the sin? Or the soul winner that's right with the Lord, clean heart, doing his best. We all know you'll get more people saved. God will use you more. God is looking for that clean vessel. You know, He's using him to use him for something big. So let's just face it. When you clean up your life, when you're a good Christian, you're going to have tremendous power to get things done. God's going to make sure you have it. Listen to this verse, 2 Timothy 1:8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Amen? You guys are familiar with this one, Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Jude 1:23, and others saved with fear. How? With the power of the gospel. That's how you're saving. You're literally pulling people out of the fire. Guess what? Superman doesn't have this power. You know, the latest and greatest Marvel superhero doesn't have this power. You, I, save people. Hey, benefit of being a good Christian, we have power that will give us just tremendous, you know, tremendous ability to get things done for the Lord, to do big things for the Lord. But you have to be a good Christian. God is looking for that individual that He can use to do big things. And that can be you, man, woman, or child. It doesn't matter. Said, hey, I want to be used by the Lord. Hey, keep being a good Christian. You will be. You will be. It's going to happen. Amen. But you guys are right there in Acts 17. Acts 17. We'll start in verse number 5. It says this, if you're right there in Acts 17. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took on them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down, have come hither also. How did they do it? With the power of God. They were preaching the gospel. They turned the world upside down, not necessarily literally, but obviously they were ripping it. They were taking care of business. They were making things happen. Same thing like it says in Romans 10:16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth. All the earth. God used people to preach throughout the entire earth. And that can be you. That can be me. That can be anybody. But what's the key ingredient? You have to be good so God can order your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And even if you're backsliding, come out soul winning. That's one good step to get right with the Lord and start fixing your life. You know, when the guy that had all these demons and God cast them all out, he wanted to follow Jesus. Jesus didn't tell him, okay, let's go. He said, you know what? Go. Go and tell everybody the good things the Lord has done to you. What was he telling him to do? Go witness for me. That's the first thing he told him to do. Hey, you want to do something for me? Go witness. I know that nobody likes you. I know you've been a crazy, devil-possessed individual probably for the last few years. You know, but here's the good thing. Hey, I want you to do something. I want you to go tell people the good things that I've done for you. So if you just recently got saved, if you're like, man, I don't know how to get my life cleaned up, come out soul winning. That's a great start. It helped the guy that was, you know, demon-possessed. So it'll help us all. Amen. Soul winning always helps. Amen.